MSO News, giving voice to the North Shore. This is North Shore Today for Wednesday, August 28, 2024, brought to you by Moynihan Lumber. Moynihan Lumber, supporting local news coverage and communities on the North Shore. I'm Rick Moore. Gloucester Health Department issues a meningitis notice, possible coyote attack in Marblehead, and the Gloucester Schooner Festival is this weekend. Partly cloudy, mid-80s, high tide, Gloucester Harbor, 7:34 p.m. Back in 53 seconds with North Shore Today News.
Hey, Dan Foster here. It's another week of the North Shore Sports Desk and Merrimack Valley Sports Desk, our two shows here on MSONewsSports.com. On the North Shore, we've got Matt Serino, Saugus AD, first year there after coming over from Winthrop. Mike Giardi, North Shore Baseball League's Peabody Champions Championship coach. Two in a row, he'll tell us all about it. And in the Merrimack Valley, we got Tom King of the Nashua Telegraph. He is bringing us the news from Southern New Hampshire.
Hi, folks. This is Gerard Moynihan of Moynihan Lumber. Yes, we are a full-service lumber yard, but we also offer doors and windows and kitchen cabinets. Please visit us in Beverly, North Reading, and Plaistow, New Hampshire, or at MoynihanLumber.com.
Moynihan Lumber, we measure up.
Taparo Capital Management. It's time to craft your retirement plan. Click on the Taparo banner at the top right of our website and begin creating your winning game plan.
On Saturday, August 24, a Gloucester child was diagnosed with a serious infectious illness caused by Neisseria meningitis. The patient is being treated and is recovering. The bacteria that causes this illness can spread between persons of all ages if they are in close contact that involves an exchange of saliva. This can happen through activities such as coughing or sneezing, kissing, sharing cigarettes or lipstick, sharing food or sharing eating or drinking utensils such as cups or water bottles, and sharing a closed space like a car or dorm. If you have not been notified, your child has not been exposed. Those in contact with individuals who have been exposed are not at risk. Pediatrician Dr. Jeffrey Stockton was asked by Gloucester Public Health Director Dominique Hurley on the best way to protect children from meningitis.
Yeah, immunization is the main thing that we can do to help maintain herd immunity in our community. And then all the normal things that you do during cold flu seasons, not sharing cups and utensils with people who are sick, not going to work or to school or sending your children to school when they have fever. I know how hard it is, especially when two parents are both working. They can't afford to take another day off from work. They don't want to miss the daycare. It is.
You hear about the outcomes of.
Yeah, it's potentially terrible. I mean, wouldn't you feel horrible if you sent your child to the daycare and they had meningococcemia or measles, and then the whole school now has measles, and your child was the index case?
Yeah,
that'd be hard to live with.
Yeah, it'd be tough for sure.
Those are a couple things: to not go to work, not go to school, don't send your kids to daycare when they're sick. And seek care when they're ill in a timely manner within 48 hours for children and within 24 hours with a baby.
That's Gloucester pediatrician Dr. Jeffrey Stockton. Buck Anderson's writing in the Salem News, a Marblehead jogger was bitten Monday by what was believed to be a coyote, and a search is on for the animal to determine whether it has rabies. An animal control investigation said the animal was possibly a coyote based on the victim's description. Police said in a Facebook post the victim received non-life-threatening injuries. The person was attacked on Brown Street, a wooded, sparsely developed road running along the northeastern edge of the Marblehead Neck Wildlife Sanctuary. A report by the Marblehead Current identifies the jogger as a 22-year-old college student who threw rocks at the animal before running into a nearby backyard and hollering for help. The paper said she was treated at Salem Hospital. Jim Sullivan's reporting in today's Newburyport Daily News, a growing group of over 250 local parents in Newburyport has started a campaign to strip students of their cell phones while attending public schools. Formed in April by parents Oliver Boger and Kate Suchecki, the Heads Up, Phones Down group started out as a collection of 25 people on Facebook, but has since grown to 256 members as of Tuesday. Its original goal was to encourage parents to keep cell phones out of their children's hands for as long as possible, with freshman year in high school as the target. Now, a national movement has gotten very close to Newburyport, with Ipswich Public Schools recently banning cell phones at all grade levels. Benjamin Pierce is reporting on itemlive.com. The town of Swampscott is aiming to honor its resident service members through the Veterans Services Department's Hometown Heroes Tribute Program. The project's first phase includes the creation of 15 double-sided outdoor vinyl colored banners that each features a local veteran. Veterans Services Director Mike Sweeney said his department's goal is to have them displayed by Veterans Day later this year. And Ethan Foreman's writing in today's Gloucester Times, the 40th annual Gloucester Schooner Festival kicks off Wednesday, today, not with the sound of cannon fire booming from historic sailing vessels on the harbor, but with a pre-festival concert at the Cut Restaurant with the disco and funky sounds of Booty Vortex. The Schooner Festival concludes Sunday with the promise of booms by David Dow from the restored 1865 Parrot Rifle at Stageport Park, greeting the 24 or so schooners in a parade of sail. The parade will take the schooners off Stacy Boulevard, where thousands watch from the shore before the ships head out to sea to take part in the Mayor's Cup races. Rain date for the parade of sail and the races is Labor Day. In sports, the Red Sox beat Toronto last night 6-3, and Boston hosts the Blue Jays once again this evening at Fenway. And Peabody High School football coach Mark Betancourt always sets a high standard for his student-athletes, and he attributes the success of his teams in large part to his coaches as the Tanners prepare for this season opener.
Well, my coaching staff, I mean, and that's another part that I think comes into play, both on my baseball program and football program, is the continuity of the staff, having the same guys back year in and year out, keeping the same, you know, schemes year in and year out so kids come in and don't have to relearn something every year. And, you know, having Matt O'Brien there for the whole time I've been there, Steve Lemazny, the whole time I've been here. You know, our offensive line coach is back for, I don't know, his fifth or sixth year. Just having people like Scotty Therrien, who works with our offense with Matt O'Brien, you know, he's coming into his fourth or fifth year. And the more you can keep coaches together, the more confident they become, because they're used to working with each other. They're not afraid to meet in the summertime. And, you know, we have meetings in the summertime, and we have meetings in the winter. We have meetings with the coaches, and they show up because it becomes important to them. And I think by keeping my staff together, you know, on the offensive side of the ball, you know, having someone like Doug Santos as my running backs coach, I mean, the kids, we have young guys like Doug. We have older guys like, you know, myself and Joe and Scott. It's a good mix of coaches, especially by, you know, how old they are. Sometimes kids will have trouble relating to a 52-year-old coach. They won't have that same problem with a 26-year-old coach, you know, who played college football. You know, having Pat Toohey, I mean, he's a volunteer, he's a part-time coach.
That's Peabody High School football coach Mark Betancourt. With MSO News Sports, I'm Rick Moore.
North Shore Today is a daily local news and sports podcast delivering updates from around the region, powered by Moynihan Lumber, supporting local news and sports coverage. Our website features breaking news, community updates, and feature interviews giving voice to the North Shore. Check out the area's top weekly sports talk shows, the North Shore Sports Desk and the Merrimack Valley Sports Desk, hosted by Dom DeCastro, produced by Kelly Media. MSO News Sports, connecting the North Shore.